Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about the Rural Medical Scholars Program. Hello, I'm Amy Taylor Myers, and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with Ann Sansing, Mississippi State University Extension Community Health Coordinator. So, Ann, tell me what Mississippi State University Extension is doing to help promote careers with young people in our state.
Well, Amy, we have a program called Rural Medical Scholars for academically talented students between their junior and senior year of high school that are thinking about becoming physicians. They spend 5 weeks during the summer at Mississippi State University taking 2 pre-med courses, biology and sociology. They get to visit the medical center in Jackson, talking with the head of the medical school admissions committee to think about what they should be doing now to be eligible for medical school in the future. And they get to visit other areas of interest at the hospital. Thanks to the contribution of over 40 physicians in Northeast Mississippi spending one afternoon each week shadowing a doctor, they get to visit and see firsthand the practice of medicine. The program has a variety of other elements to help interested students answer that all-important question, is medicine for me, and this is truly what I want to do?
Okay, so what drives the need for the program? Is the availability of healthcare professionals an issue here?
Well, Amy, Mississippi does have the lowest number of physicians per person in the nation, and the majority of the state's primary care physicians practice in only 4 of our counties. Clearly, from this information, these numbers mean limited access to care for Mississippians, and that limited availability contributes to many of the negative health status outcomes that plague our state.
Now, do we have successes we can point to from the Rural Medical Scholars Program?
Yes, we're very privileged to say that this will be the 17th summer of the program. About 70% of our graduates have gone on to pursue other health-related careers such as nursing, pharmacy, counseling, dentistry, physical therapy, and other areas in the medical field. 36 have gone to medical school, and 28 of those now have graduated or and now are practicing physicians today.
Okay, so Ann, tell me more about the doctors that these people will be shadowing.
The students will be shadowing doctors that are family medicine physicians and doctors that are in specialized fields in medicine in the Golden Triangle area.
Okay, so tell me, how would interested students or parents get more information about these programs?
Well, more information and an application for the Scholars Program can be found online at www.rms.msucares.com, or they can call me, Ann Sansing, at 662-325-4043. And to be eligible, a student must be a current high school junior with a minimum composite ACT score of 24 and a Mississippi resident, Amy. The 2016 program will run from May 29th through June 30th, and applications must be postmarked by March the 11th, and they will be competitively assessed. The expense of tuition, room, and textbooks, which is a $3,400 value, is covered by the program, and the accepted students just pay a $60 fee in the cost of their food during the program.
So you mentioned the $3,400 value covers their room and board. So where would they be staying?
The scholars will be staying here on campus in a dorm, and they will go home on the weekends.
Okay, that sounds good. So for more information or to apply, they go to www.rms.msucares.com?
That's correct.
All right, thank you so much. Today we've been speaking with Ms. Ann Sansing, Community Health Coordinator for Mississippi State University Extension. I'm Amy Taylor Myers, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.